Now this 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. To drag a man in fetters into the grand illuminated temple of liberty and call upon him to join you in joyous anthems where inhuman mockery and sacrilege irony. Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak today? If so, there is a parallel to your conduct. And let me warn you that it is dangerous to copy the example of a nation whose crime, lowering up to heaven, was thrown down by the breath of the Almighty, burying that nation in irrecoverable ruin. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty and unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoice are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted imprudence, your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and your thanksgiving, with all your religious parade and your sovereignty are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practice more shocking and bloody than are the peoples of the United States at this very hour. Go where you may, search where you will, roam through all the monarchies of the old world, travel through South America, search out every abuse, and when you have found the last, lay your facts by the side of the everyday practices of this nation. And you would say with me that for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival. Fellow citizens, I would not enlarge further on your national inconsistencies. The existence of slavery in this country brands your republicanism as a sham, your humanity as a base pretense, and your Christianity as a lie. It destroys your moral power abroad. It corrupts your politicians at home. It saps the foundations of religion. It makes your name a hissing and a byword to a mocking earth. It is the antagonistic forces in your government, the only thing that seriously disturbs and endangers your union. It fretters your progress. It is the enemy of improvement, the deadly foe of education. It fosters pride, it breeds insolence, it promotes vice, it shelters crime. It is a curse to the earth that supports it. And yet you cling to it as if it was the sheet anchor of all your hopes.